Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. SANZAF, South African National Zakat Fund, is embarking on a SARS donation tax appeal drive. Remember, it all has to happen before the 28th of February. For members of the public to utilize a tax deduction offer in favor of SANZAF projects and programs. Online is Mr. Shokat Faki, SANZAF National Chairperson. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Walaikum salam, Shafiq, and salam alaikum to your listeners as well.
And they say walaikum salam back. I believe what we're talking about is something, if I'm not mistaken, you're the accountant, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's Section 18A, which makes life quite pleasant for somebody to give a donation to a publicly accredited public organization.
Yes, Shafiq, NGO has to be registered with SARS and as a public benefit organization. And as a public benefit organization. And if you registered with both SARS and registered with the Department of Social Welfare as a public benefit organization, then donations that we receive from donors, we are able to issue what we call a Section 18A certificate, and the donor is able to claim that donation that they make against their tax return as a donation, and up to 10% of their income, if it's donated by way of, if it's given by way of donation, they're eligible to claim that as an expense and therefore reduce the taxable income. The whole idea here is one not to move away from the principle of zakah and contributing of zakah. I mean, that's a requirement, and it's one of the five pillars of Islam, and it's an obligation that's imposed on us. But for the benefit of the person that is contributing, you know, we're saying get reward in this dunya and in the akhirah as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the fact organizations like SANZAF, as I say, you are a registered public benefit organization, social welfare has got all the papers, so everything, all the ducks are in a row, as they say in the classic, so there's full accountability from point A to point Z. But let's run through a scenario. Let's say for argument's sake, I've got business A, and I want to give SANZAF 100,000 rand, mashallah. How do I benefit in terms of that 100,000 rand, in terms of it being a donation?
Okay, so essentially what will happen is we'll issue you with the 18A certificate, and then you will use the 18A certificate when you're doing your income tax return. Let's say if it is a company, when you're doing your Section 18A returns, you would claim the 100,000 rand that you paid to SANZAF as a donation. And essentially, let's say if you made a million rand profit, I'll give you another example, before this donation was made, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That will reduce your taxable income to 900,000 because you are eligible to claim this 100,000 rand that you have contributed towards SANZAF, which means that the tax that you will be paying to the tax office will be on 900,000 rand. And if, let's say, the tax rate, tax marginal rate is 30%, you'll pay 270,000 rand tax to the tax office instead of paying 300,000 rand tax. So the 100,000 that you have donated to SANZAF, you're getting a 30,000 rand benefit because your taxable income has been reduced accordingly.
That's interesting. Was this a deliberate policy by government to encourage people to invest in NGOs? Because I'm sure you'll agree with me that there are times when NGOs such as SANZAF de facto actually make life easier for the state. Because if you, for example, give 100 people food parcels and they're starving, it means the state has less of a burden to carry.
Without a doubt, Shafiq. But, the government has gone some way to providing that or recognizing that, and that is why they allow a donor contributing to a bona fide NGO, public benefit organization, NGO, allows them to deduct that and get the benefit of the 30,000 as well. So it encourages people to donate to registered organizations like ourselves. But, you know, is 10% sufficient? We've been pushing every time the budget speech comes up, we keep putting a submission, increase that limit to 15 to 20% that would encourage people to contribute more and deduct more from the taxable income. I mean, in the example that we cited, right, if you contributed 200,000 rand, for example, to Sandvest, right? Mm-hmm. You will only get the benefit of 100,000 as a deduction. The other 100,000 that you contributed will not be allowed as to reduce your taxable income. So you will still pay 270,000 rand in tax, even if you contributed 200,000 there. And that's what we're saying, that, you know, the 10% threshold that they have is a bit low, and we've been lobbying in the past at various budget speech and prior to budget speeches to try and increase that, because exactly to your point, we believe that it lightens the burden on the state, it provides some kind of relief to the suffering people within the country in South Africa.
And of course, the benefit of an organization like SANZAF and so many other NGOs, you guys are on the ground, and it's actually easier for you to get to the points of crisis sometimes in the state in any case.
Without a doubt, and not only that, Shafiq, being on the ground, one, we are able to get there with speed. And secondly, we know what's happening on the ground. So we are also making sure that, you know, by and large, that the real beneficiaries are getting that relief that they're looking for. And so, being on the ground gives that two benefits, speed to for the relief and making sure it goes to the right beneficiary.
And Mr. Faki, I do believe a final question that anybody listening to us and, of course, donating to NGOs, it's a good, noble thing, and, of course, the car has to be paid, that there is a deadline for the tax deduction, Section 18A. It's the 28th of February. One has to do it before the 28th of February.
So you're right. Essentially, if you want to claim a deduction for this financial year, which is going to be financial year 2017-2018, your donation has to be made before the 28th February, and you need to get the 18A certificate dated 28th February or prior to 28th February, so you are eligible to claim that as a deduction from your tax return.
Mr. Shok,
you're right. We just got about a week for people to make that contribution, and it provides them some relief from the tax burden as well, you know, in a way. That's not the main objective, but it just allows that extra 30,000 rand to get back into their pocket, or they can turn around and use the extra 30,000 rand to contribute more towards charity again. Since they contribute 130,000 rand to charity, but 30,000 has been coming from SARS into their pocket and 100,000 out of their own pocket.
Mr. Shokut Faki, SANZAF national person, national chairperson, thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best. And of course, do your donations before the 28th of February and you can qualify for Section 18A tax rebate. Not the reason why we donate, but it's just a nice little bonus to get. But Mr. Faki, everything of the best.
Jazakallah, Shafiq, and to you and to the listeners. Shukran.